Hi, and welcome to Late Night with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now. Locally, dial 216-901-0933 or toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here's your late night host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome, or afternoon. Hey, that's my morning afternoon show. That's live radio. I get started here, and it's actually evening. Good evening. Welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. And as you could gather from that little faux pas there in the beginning, we do have an afternoon program Friday afternoons at 1:30 for half an hour, 1:30 until 2 o'clock. Here on our home station, AM 1220, the word here out of Independence, Ohio. But we're here tonight at 11 o'clock until midnight. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation yourself. We're you can hear us here from Northeast Ohio all the way down into the Tampa Bay area, and we're glad to have you with us here tonight. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current event events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. Call toll-free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here this evening with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And let's go ahead and open our program this evening with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Bless the program this evening. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing, encouragement to somebody tonight. Help us be able to point people to Christ through the things we talk about this evening. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, welcome to the program. And I don't know how the weather is where you're at, but it was 46 degrees when I left my house this evening. Or I'm sorry, 46 degrees. I left my house this evening in order to come up here to the radio station. Came home from church tonight, and you know, September here in Northeast Ohio is kind of nice when the stars are out, and it's really nice to look up and, you know, see some of the different stars in the sky. And unfortunately, though, when it's clear like that, that means it gets cold at night in Northeast Ohio. And last night we got down to 38 degrees, and this is mid September. I mean, it's not unheard of, but it's certainly not a common thing where this early in September it gets this cold at night. And I admit, I live in a little valley in the bottom of the hill, and so the cold air sinks down, so that makes it a little bit colder, but that doesn't mean my tomatoes outside like it when it gets this cold at night. But we're hoping that it's going to get nicer this week and a little warmer temperatures and have some nice autumn weather coming in. Autumn starts officially a week from today, I believe, and so we got a little, we got some nice weather coming up. And of course, further south you go, you know, longer it takes before you get to the cooler weather. And of course, down in Tampa, you know, you're probably thinking 48 degrees, 38 degrees. How can you live like that? My wife and I spent 4 years living in the tropics, so well familiar with what it's like in the tropics. We lived in the Samoan Islands. We started a church there, and we spent 4 years there, always summer. I think the coldest temperature that we experienced there in Samoa, in American Samoa, where we were at, I think probably the coldest day that I can remember, I think we were down to, did we get into the upper 60s? I think maybe about 68 or 69. You know, that was the coldest temperature we experienced in about 4 years, except when I opened my refrigerator up. That's about the only time. And thankfully, in the Samoan Islands where we were stationed, it really didn't get that hot either. I think the hottest that we experienced was maybe the upper 80s. I think we did get into the low 90s a few times during certain parts of the year. Sometimes you get in the low 90s, but generally not much more than that. Most of the year, we were in the 80s. We really were. And to tell the truth, it got a little boring after a while. Being born and raised in Northeastern Ohio, I like the change of seasons. And so it was kind of nice when we came back to Ohio, and God opened the door for me to pastor the Bible Baptist Church here in my hometown in Richfield, Ohio. And sometimes, though, it gets cold. Sometimes it gets hot. But there's a lot of variation. Somebody once said that in Northeast Ohio, God gave us just enough of each season to get tired of it, so we'll be looking forward to the next season. So, this past summer, we didn't get much of summer to get tired of, so it's been a cold summer. But at any rate, get back into our program here this evening. You can give us a call, 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, a lot of things happening in the world today. And, of course, we can talk about some of that. We can talk about your questions about the Bible. We can talk about all these sorts of things and more. And if you've been listening to the program for any length of time, you know sometimes we get quite a bit of variation in the things that we talk about. So we're going to take our first call, 888-677-9673. We've got John calling in. And John, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Oh, thank you. How are you tonight?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Okay. Well, I was quite shocked last week when I heard your vice president say that he would follow ISIS to the gates of hell. Were you as shocked as I was?
I think there's one thing you can say for Vice President Biden is he's never one to miss an opportunity to say some things. He has a tendency to, I think, speak first and think later sometimes. But, yeah, he did make that comment. Joe Biden. That's, I guess, about all I can say about that. Following somebody to the gates of hell, from a theological perspective, about the only way you're going to do that is if you're unsaved yourself. And you're going to follow them not only to the gates, but also through the gates. And that's an unfortunate thing. And it really, you know, that brings up kind of a side issue there. The Bible says we ought to pray for those that govern us, that rule over us. And one of the reasons is that we could live a peaceable life. And but I think also, certainly, Vice President Biden, as well as President Obama, are people that are not saved. And we need to pray for them. They have souls.
Do you think
to be saved.
Do you think most Americans think along those lines?
Along which lines? Biden said?
About going to the gates of hell.
You know, it's a popular thing to say. It makes you sound tough. It makes you sound like I'll pursue them, you know, to the ends of the earth. There's no place they can hide from me. I'll follow them wherever. I'll never give up. I'll never stop pursuing until I've hunted down every last one of them and make them pay. You know, it sounds like a tough man, and Biden is known to say stuff like that. You remember the time that they were talking about something about case about being secure in your home, and he said, "Well, I told my wife that if you hear something, take a double barrel shotgun and go outside and fire both barrels off out in the." Okay, yeah, right. And now you're defenseless because you just emptied both barrels of your double-barrel shotgun, beside the point that where are you shooting at when you're just shooting it up in the air? He likes to say stuff like that. And his constituents must like it because they keep electing him. But figures of speech, I guess, is what it is. But I do think that there are a lot of Americans who do agree with the sentiment of that we should pursue those who kill Americans. We should pursue those who threaten us and try to remove the threat. And then there's a lot of Americans who just frankly are not paying attention. But if there was another major attack, and you know, one thing we had when we had the 9/11 attacks, it was so big it couldn't be ignored. And a lot of Americans, you know, following that, were willing to do whatever it took to track them down. And we've had a lot of attacks in the United States and on American interests since then, but it's not been big attacks, big things. It's been stuff they've tried to cover up. You know, when that army officer Nadal Hassan, was it Hassan, shot up his fellow army members at Fort Hood, and the media kind of downplayed it, and the government even said it was workplace violence, even though he said he was a soldier of Islam. And he was shouting "Allahu Akbar," and he called it a jihadist attack, and yet the government tried to say, "Oh, it's workplace violence," and the worst thing they thought was that diversity might suffer. If we had a big attack, and there was a lot of fear this past week, to be honest, there was a lot of fear that there would be a major attack on September 11th this year for a variety of reasons, and there was a lot of fear that there would be attacks on the North American power grid. There's been a series of shootings at substations where they've tried to disable transformers, and there's a certain number of key transformers in North America that if they were taken out would plunge North America into darkness, and that would have devastating consequences to our way of life. And so there was some real fears this past week, and thankfully, I praise God that nothing serious occurred on September 11th this year. It doesn't mean that nothing won't happen next week or the week after or the week after that. They're always trying. And, you know, the reason they're doing this is they are following the Quran, the Hadith, and all of the Islamic literature that talks about striking terror into the hearts of the unbelievers, the kafir, which, you know, they're the unbelievers is a mild term from what that means, or what kafir means, or kafirs or kafirs, however you pronounce it. And they have in the Quran that if somebody will not accept Islam, you know, they're to have their head struck off. And to use terror until all the world comes under the sway of Islam. And ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Hezbollah, all these various Islamic jihadi groups have said that their ultimate goal is the whole world coming under Islam.
And well, do you feel that the Iraqis felt threatened or were afraid when the United States invaded their country?
I'm sure some of them were because, we rolled in so fast and to be.
I know. I would have been terrified.
Oh, yeah. And to be honest, there were a lot of people there who didn't think we'd do anything. And, I think Saddam Hussein was a little bit on the afraid side because when they pulled him out of that hole in the ground. Yeah. But see.
Well, do you think that all of this is kind of like revenge for what Bush did as invading Iraq?
Let's take a look at it this way. When we pulled out of Iraq is when ISIS came into power and said that they were going to one day invade us. These things were happening before Bush went into Iraq and Afghanistan. These things were happening in the 80s when I was in the Air Force. There's a lot of Islamic jihadist attacks that occurred in the 80s that the average person has no clue that happened. Much of it was just covered up or was just lost in the overall context of the Cold War. They were doing it in the 1970s. Bush had not invaded Iraq, if you remember the Olympics in the 1970s, when the Islamic terrorists killed the members of the Israeli Olympic team. This stuff is going on. This was going on when Muhammad had 800 Jews killed because they refused to acknowledge him as the prophet of God. And he sat there and watched them behead 800 Jews. That was done well before Bush invaded Iraq. When the Muslims were capturing our ships in the early 1800s, late 1700s, and selling our people into slavery, and Jefferson, he sent the Marines in to put a stop to it. That's why the Marine hymn says, "From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. He got a Quran, Jefferson did, and read the Quran to know how the enemy thought. And he realized that the only thing they would respond to was force, because Islam is a very violent religion, full of commands to kill unbelievers, to convert them to Islam.
But do you think that they would be doing that to this country if the United States hadn't provoked them?
Absolutely. It's their religion. See, I've read the Quran. I've read portions of the Hadith, and I've talked with some people who were Muslims, used to be Muslims, and they're saved now. And I remember when I was in the Air Force what these jihadists were doing in the 1980s. They do this because their holy books, the Quran and the Hadith, tell them to. They do this because their holy men, their imams and their sheikhs and their ayatollahs tell them to. They're doing this because it's their religion. A religion commands them to enforce Islam on the entire world. And they're to give people like you and I the choice. Either embrace Islam or live as a dhimmi, dhimmistas, second-class citizen, where you agree that you will say nothing to criticize Islam and do nothing to offend Muslims, and then you'll be allowed to live and pay an exorbitant tax for that privilege, or you be killed. That's the three choices. That's in the Quran. That's in the Hadith.
I already feel like a second-class citizen.
Well, if you were in the area that Muhammad came in, the reason that Islam grew so quickly is because a lot of people, when faced with the choice, have your head lopped off or agree to become a Muslim, they became a Muslim. And that's why when Muhammad died, there was some infighting amongst the Muslims, because a lot of them said, well, now that Muhammad's gone, we can go back to what we were doing before. And other Muslims said, oh, no, you don't get out of it so easy. And so there was a series of wars. But, and I'm going to have to hurry this along because I got other calls coming. But
I think I'd rather pay the tax.
Don't do anything to offend them. You had to wear special clothing. Do you know where Hitler got his idea for the Jews wearing the star? It was from Muslims.
Oh.
There's an Islamic practice. And, go to a site online called jihadwatch.com, and you'll be amazed at some of the things that you'll read there. But at any rate, just read the Quran, and you'll be amazed, especially the ninth chapter. Appreciate your calls there, John,
thank
your
you.
Questions. And we need to pray for our country. Thanks for the call there. And we need to pray that God will strengthen us and give us insight and give us discernment, because, yes, we have to defend ourselves, but ultimately the battle belongs to the Lord, and we need to reach Muslims around the world, starting right in our own country and even into the heart of the Middle East with the gospel message. That's the only way that we can be free from that threat. Of course, we know the Lord's coming back soon, and it may be that he gets here before we have a chance to do much more with that. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. 888-677-9673 is our phone number, and we have Rose on the line. Rose, welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Thank you. Yes, God bless you. I'm so glad.
Thank you. Glad to have you with us tonight.
Thank you. I'll have to listen to you every week now. Thank you so much. Could you please tell me, in the Bible it says, joy of the Lord is my strength, and I'm blind and I can't read the concordance.
Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength? Yeah, give me just a moment here to look that up we're talking here.
Thank you very much.
But you said this is your first time calling?
Yes, sir.
Whereabouts are you at?
In Florida.
Oh, well, we're glad to have you. I have to ask you, what's the temperature like there today?
Oh, it's so nice. It must be in the 80s. I'm not sure.
I woke up to 38 degrees on my thermometer this morning.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
That was cold.
Sorry about
that. That was cold. But, it's just amazing. You know, when you think about how the climate can change, you know, go north and south so much like that. And let's see, I've got a couple of verses here talking about that. Here's the one I think might be the one you're thinking of. In Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, the Bible says... Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the Bible says, "Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And that's Nehemiah talking to the people there as they've been building the wall and things here as they returned into the land from Babylon. And yes, the joy of the Lord is your strength is what he's telling them. So we could take that for us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And, you know, there's so much bad news, so much terrible things happening in the world today. And, you know, for a believer, we need to remember exactly what Nehemiah said here. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When we know who God is and we have the assurance of God in our life and knowing that our sins are forgiven and we have a home in heaven, you know, that gives us the joy of the Lord. And that strengthens us, that encourages us, that lifts us up so that we can have the strength and the energy and such that we need in order to serve him. Because otherwise, it gets pretty tiring sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much for finding that scripture. Mm-hmm. It's so wonderful. I know I feel so much better myself when you think about, you know, when you have joy, God's joy. And it makes you stronger.
Yeah. Here's another verse that kind of goes along with that. And I like this one in the Psalms. Psalms are great. I encourage people to read the Psalms. I've told the story on the air before. My grandmother one time, I remember her telling me that one time she was just overwhelmed with some things going on in her life. And she was in, I think she was in cleaning her bathroom, and she had a Bible that was sitting in there on the shelf, and she just sat down on the edge of the tub where she was cleaning or something, and then she picked up the Bible, and she started going through the Psalms, and she just circled or underlined every promise that she found in the Psalms. She said she sat there all night, didn't go to sleep, she just sat there going through the Psalms. She said she didn't get much sleep that night, but she sure felt better. Here in Psalm 28, verse number 7, this is Psalm 28, verse number 7, the Bible says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him." And that kind of goes along with that idea, the joy of the Lord's our strength. And he's recognizing God as his strength, his shield, and his heart's trusting in him, he says, and he's helped. And therefore, he can rejoice greatly here and sing praises to the Lord as a result. And that's a good psalm. That's something that's encouraging and the joy of the Lord.
Oh, thank you so much for finding that. I really do appreciate it. God bless you, and I'm going to listen to you from now on that I found you on the...
All right. Well, I thank you for it. And, of course, we're on 570 WTBN in Florida as well as 910 WWTD, AM 570 WTBN, I should say, and AM 910 WWTD in Florida. And of course, northeastern Ohio stretching down into... parts of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and areas through there, we can be heard on AM 1220 WHKW. And so we're thankful for you listening. Glad you found us, and hope you'll call back again sometime.
Yes, I will, and God bless you, Pastor Al.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call tonight, and God bless. Have a great evening. And, of course, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Toll-free number, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Talking about a little bit of everything, I guess, tonight. And we've got Jeremiah calling in. Jeremiah, welcome to the program tonight.
Well, you have a great program, Pastor
Al. Hi, good evening. You got in early tonight, huh?
Yeah, at the last moment.
There you go.
And I seen a moon in the sky, and you know Jesus created the keeper of the stars.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part. You said the moon in the sky, and then you said something about the sun.
Moon, God created the moon and the stars.
Oh, absolutely, and you know the beauty of it, and of course, Genesis tells us that He set them in the sky for signs and seasons. And certainly as people study and watch that, they can see, you know, the progression of the seasons. But what I really like is let me turn over there real quick, in Psalm 19, one of my favorite passages. People say, you know, what's your favorite passage? And I have a hard time picking a favorite passage. I look at one, I say, well, that's my favorite passage. Look at another one, that's my favorite passage. But you're talking about the sun and the moon, and you think of the stars in the sky, and the Bible says in Psalm 19, starting in verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. And you know, wherever you are, whether you're in Florida, whether you're in Ohio, whether you're in England, whether you're in the Samoan Islands, you can look up at the night sky and you can see the moon and all those things. And it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It just declares the glory of God.
He's the creator of everything.
Amen. Hey, appreciate that, Jeremiah. And we're going to have to take a break here, but okay. Thanks for that point. Appreciate it.
I'll wait.
You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. The Holiday Inn Express is located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, or the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 Cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever. That means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing, Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at latenightlive.maplenoel.us. That's latenightlive.maplenoel.us. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you. Now, let's get back to our show. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this evening with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. I'd like to make a couple of announcements here before we get back to our callers. And, of course, as you know, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And if you're here in northeastern Ohio, just wanted to let you know that coming up this Sunday, this coming Sunday, a week from today, we are having our anniversary service at the church. And you're invited. We'd love to have you come. We're located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio, right where Interstate 80 and Interstate 77 meet, and in meeting in the Holiday Inn Express in the conference room there. And we're going to have a couple special people with us. We have Eric Howitt. Some of you listening know Eric Howitt, sings and in churches and a gospel singer. He's going to be with us during our morning service at 11 o'clock. And then later on in the afternoon there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, he is going to be putting on a gospel music concert starting at 2 o'clock, probably last about an hour and a half or thereabouts. And in the meantime, if you can make it to the services there, we'd love to have you. We're going to have a dinner following the service, and then, of course, the gospel concert at 2 o'clock. And then a time of fellowship afterwards, and we will be canceling our 6 o'clock, our evening service, that Sunday week from today. Also, during our morning service, Dr. John Yingling, the General Director for Baptist International Outreach, is going to be with us, and he is going to be our main speaker that day. And he's also going to be with us on the radio, Lord willing, a week from tonight. He'll be joining us, and we're going to be talking about missions and some things that he's had experience traveling to different mission fields around the world. And so we're going to be talking about some of those things and developments and what God's doing in the world, maybe some things you haven't had a chance to hear about. And we're going to have him with us. Looking forward to, it's been a few years since he's been with us. Brother Yingling and I served together in the Samoan Islands. We went down there in 1993, and we started a church. And then Dr. Yingling came over. Wasn't Dr. Yingling at the time. He was just John Yingling. And he worked with us in our last year and a half there, and then oversaw the church until they were able to have their first pastor, basically. And so that was great. So we worked together in the past, and looking forward to that. He'll be with us this coming Sunday week from today. And then also wanted to mention that there's a special golf benefit. And again, this can be participated in whether you're in Northeast Ohio or not. If you're in Northeast Ohio and you like to play golf, you can play golf. This will benefit Steve Weiss. He is struck with lymphoma, 42 years old. He's got a family, 5 young children, and his wife, and they're going through this. And this golf tournament is to raise money to help him and his family with their medical bills. Godly young man, loves the Lord, and this, you can go to a website that's set up for this tournament called playforsteve.com. That's playforsteve, F-O-R-E, steve.com, and that'll take you to the link. And if you cannot get there, if you're you live too far away, or you just don't like to play golf, you can go to that website, playforsteve.com, and you can make a donation to help this family and to be a blessing to them, godly young family, and having a need here. If you go to our website, our new website address, livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com, there's a link to the playforsteve.com website as well, and that way you can find out more information. So I guess if anything, if nothing else, if you just remember our website, livewithpastoral.com, and you can click on the link for the golf benefit and see what you can do to help this young Christian family struggling with their medical bills. And, you know, we ought to be able to help each other out as believers. So if nothing else, you can learn about this young man, his family, and you can pray for them. Even if you're not in a position to give, you could pray for them and encourage you to do that. That's check out our website, livewithpastoral.com, and click on the link for playforsteve.com. All right. Also want to remind you that our program is brought to you not only by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, but it's also brought to you by East Coast Pizza, the home of the homemade pizza. East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, Ohio, on the east side of Cleveland. East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights has calzones, stromboli, sandwiches, wraps, Lebanese food, and a whole lot more. I was there this last Thursday afternoon, and Gus, the owner there, fixed a white pizza. I don't know if you've ever had a white pizza, but if you like garlic, that's the pizza to get. I mean, it's excellent. And it doesn't have the red sauce, the pizza, the tomato sauce on it. It's a garlic butter sauce, and it's good. It's all good. I've had his calzones. I've had his pizzas, and I can highly recommend them. East Coast Pizza is located in Garfield Heights at 4889 Turney Road, right across from the high school. And you can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, right across from the Garfield Heights High School. And if you've ever thought about getting into the pizza business yourself, you can give Gus a call at East Coast Pizza, 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. Ask Gus how he can help you get set up in your own pizza business. You'd be surprised how easy and how inexpensive compared to the franchises. He's got an excellent sauce, an excellent dough, his own recipes that he credits God with helping him come up with it. I said he ought to put on his boxes the verse that says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good," because the Lord helped him come up with one of the best pizzas I've ever had. Well, I've been waxing on about pizza here tonight. You can tell I'm hungry. So I ought to go home and have a snack, I think. But at any rate, let's get back to our program here. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here, 888-677-9673. Jeremiah, I believe, is still holding. And Jeremiah, welcome back. We were talking to you a little bit about the glory of God revealed in the heavens just before the break, and you're back on with us.
I have a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
First question is, whatever happened to, I know Billy Graham, evangelist for mm-hmm. United States, whatever happened, is he still preaching or is he retired?
Billy Graham, he's still alive. He is retired. I'm not sure how old he is. He must be 90 some years old. His health is very frail, I think, if I remember correctly. I think earlier this summer, late last spring, he was in the hospital and they were worried that they might lose him then. But yeah, he's still alive so far as I know.
He's a good evangelist.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people that have benefited and come to the Lord by him. But yet at the same time, you know, with a grain of salt, because he was on, what was it, the Larry King show, and said that he no longer believed that hell had real fire in it. And except for the fact the Bible says very clearly in Luke chapter 16, the rich man in hell lift up his eyes being in torments. And he said he was being tormented in the flame there. And the Bible talks about the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone, burning continually forever and ever. And, you know, good people go wrong sometimes. And nobody's perfect. I'm going to certainly say that. But, you know, I appreciate the zeal that he had and the desire to serve God. And so, yeah.
So he can preach his to his son.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
Maybe he can pass the torch to his son.
Well, and I guess that's what's happened. So, I'm personally not a big in the Billy Graham camp and all to follow that. So. I've not kept up with that as much, but what's your next question there?
Last night I prayed before I went to sleep, and God answered my prayer the next very day.
Well, the Bible says we ought to pray. And I was just preaching on this today at our church, and in Luke 17, where the disciples said, "Lord, increase our faith," and I tied that in with over in. Where is it in Mark? I think it was where the man that said to Jesus, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." And I was using the illustration that I believe that God could send somebody into our service and put $1 million in the offering plate and say, "Here, you need to build your own building. And you need to, buy a piece of property, build your own building on it, build your own radio station while you're at it," and all that sort of stuff. I said, I believe God could do that, but here's the thing: I just have a hard time believing that He will do that. And I think that's what the disciples were getting at, and what the man that said to Jesus, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." It's a case where. We believe that God can do things, but oftentimes we don't believe that He does or that He will do what we ask. And then when He does, we're surprised. we prayed and asked God for something and He answered the prayer. I'm surprised. Why should we be surprised?
I was on a last program and I was asked if God can answer your prayers in your sleep.
If God can answer your prayers in His sleep or while you're sleeping?
While I'm sleeping.
Oh, well, if you pray, now obviously, we pray and, people have said, "Well, I try to pray before I go to bed at night and I fall asleep and I feel guilty falling asleep while I'm praying." Nothing wrong with that. Oftentimes, if you're having, a difficult time, maybe you just had a day where everything's gone wrong, and you're praying as you're laying in bed because you can't get to sleep, talking to God is better than counting sheep. And as you're praying to God and you fall asleep, God can answer your prayer any time of the day or night. It may be that something that you prayed about, God will put things into motion during the course of the night so that by the time you wake up in the morning, the answer to your prayer may be waiting for you. That's entirely possible.
I have a praise report because my prayer was answered.
All right.
That's great.
Day.
I praise the Lord for answering prayers.
Yes, and we should not be surprised when God answers prayer. After all, He told us to pray. He told us to call upon Him. And I think God delights in answering our prayers. But the problem is sometimes we ask amiss, like the Bible says in James, that we may consume it upon our own lust. We're not asking for things to that we need or things that we can glorify God with or help others. We're asking for selfish reasons, and those are the wrong reasons. But when we're asking for the right reasons and we're asking to glorify God and to accomplish His work, we shouldn't be surprised when God answers prayers. And like you said, we should praise Him for answered prayers.
Yes,
and
yes.
You're absolutely right to do that and to let people know that God's answered your prayers. That's called your testimony. That's a testimony of what God has done for you. And so that's great that you had a prayer request and that God, during the course of the night, while you were getting the rest you needed, God was busy working to bring that answer to prayer to fruition. That's a good thing.
You can answer prayer three ways. Yes, no, or wait.
Yes. And that's true. That's true because sometimes now's not the time. Let me give you an example here. When we wanted to first thought about and prayed about doing a radio program, we contacted the radio station here where we're out of here in Ohio, and we looked into it, and it seemed like God was pointing in that direction. We prayed about it. God didn't say no. He just said not now, which would be wait. And we waited, and I think it was a couple years later God opened the door again, and He laid it on our heart, and He said, "Go for it." And we prayed about it, and God said, yep, now's the time. And he opened the door for us and gave us the opportunity to be on the air. We praise the Lord for it. And since that time, he opened the door to the Friday program, opened the door for us to be on the air in Tampa, in the Tampa area of Florida. And it's exciting to see God work. I appreciate that testimony there, Jeremiah. I got somebody else calling in.
Other callers.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate that. And, of course, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. You can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We will get you on the air here. And we have Grandma Marge calling in. And welcome to the program tonight.
Well, hello there.
Hi, good to talk to you tonight.
Yes, it's good to talk with you.
Now, before we keep going here, I've got to make mention of something here because it's been a little while since you called. And since you called last, we've gone on the air in Florida. And I need our Florida listeners to understand that you're Grandma Marge. Not that you're biologically my grandmother, but you are Grandma Marge to a lot of people, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and I have relatives in Florida, too.
Well,
I have a
grandson
and his wife and new baby, and I have a sister-in-law and her husband.
Well, there you go, and I know you're Grandma Marge to a lot of people in the Cleveland area and across Northeast Ohio, and you've called our program many times in the past, and always a blessing. So welcome to the program tonight.
Well, thank you much. We've got to restore our liberty, and we've got to get into studying. We've got to focus on this, the rules of righteousness.
I think
those are in Isaiah. And I'd like you, if you would, in your programs, to start focusing on the rules of righteousness, because our people are they're short-sighted. They probably never even have heard of that. Those rules in the churches that I haven't heard too many churches that teach about them.
Well, and you know, you bring up a good point because, you know, to turn our country around, and I know you're active in the Tea Party movement and a lot of things of that nature, and those things are wonderful, but in line with what you're saying, the Tea Party movement ultimately is not going to be what turns the country around, is it? It's going to be churches that turn back to the righteousness of God.
That's right, absolutely. But our people are so poorly instructed, if instructed at all, in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be wonderful if you and all the WHK people would focus on the rules of righteousness and expand the knowledge about all of them.
Well, we should try to work some of those things in as we're covering different topics. And, you know, it's important because Proverbs 29:2, another one of my favorite verses, says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And if the churches are not teaching people righteousness and how to live, you know, righteous lives, where are you going to get the righteous people to be put into positions of authority?
Right.
And go ahead.
Excuse me, I think it's in 2 Corinthians, if I'm not mistaken, talking about, well, we are all gifted with the mind of Christ, and we've got to use his mind righteously. We were not to bend his mind and send it into the sewer. That's not his purpose nor ours.
Well, and like the Bible says, let the mind of Christ be in you.
That's right,
and we need to become more Christ-like as we seek to grow in the knowledge and understanding of the Lord. Here in Isaiah chapter 32, here's an interesting, I think goes along a little bit with what you're talking about. It says in Isaiah 32 verse 1, "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment." And that's getting to a little bit of that idea of the rules of righteousness there. And, you know, while we're talking about that, I would interject, you know, the word righteousness is an interesting word if you think about it. And in the old English derivation that gives us the word righteousness, Mm-hmm. It literally means full of rightness.
Oh, yes. That's
and
correct.
That comes down to us in modern English in the word righteousness. In other words, full of rightness, filled with rightness.
And the opposition to that is wrongness or wickedness.
Exactly. And if a king is going to reign in righteousness and the prince is ruling in judgment, it's going to take, you know, God's people, church members who are not living full of the world, but full of Christ, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to direct them and with the mind of Christ in them so that we have, you know, the Holy Spirit guiding us in our decisions and in our actions so that we can begin to be the salt and light in the world that we're supposed to be so that we can make a difference. And, you know, you're talking about the political aspect of things. You're talking about the tea parties and things like that. And, you know, it's very evident that a lot of times Christians do not get involved in politics. They do not, they don't even vote sometimes.
Oh, I know.
And you can't exercise righteousness in the society around us if we don't get involved, do we?
No, that's correct.
You know, you go to some of these meetings and you're a voice of righteousness. You know, I know that when you go to some of these meetings, people see you and they recognize you as a godly lady. And you're a voice for God. You're a voice of righteousness inside of some of these secular meetings where people are trying to figure out how can they turn the country around. And sometimes they're thinking of all the political things, but they're not thinking of the spiritual things.
Well, and if the people will come out the second Thursday of next month, then and the next several months to Parma Memorial Hall, at 7 o'clock, we are going to be featuring the Rules of Righteousness.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, and where's that at again?
It's Parma Memorial Hall, next to Parma City Hall, and that's the second Thursday evening at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and that's you said over the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. That's
so
great.
I just thought I'd put the word out there so people can put us on the schedule, and we've got a lot of good stuff for you to hear.
Well, you know, I saw something recently where they were saying what America today needs is prophets. And what did prophets do oftentimes? They called people unto righteousness.
That's true.
They called people to righteous living. They called people to turn back to a righteous God. And if our churches aren't doing that, you know, that's where we're really dropping the ball. And it does. It ultimately falls to the churches. If churches are not preaching the Word of God, if they're instead preaching, you know, for commandments, the traditions of men, as the Bible says,
right,
well, then they're not doing what God wants them to do, are they?
No, and our bodies are the temples of God, and if you want to translate temples to churches, every person within themselves is a single church.
Right, right, and we should be living righteous lives, lives full of rightness. Well, Grandma Marge, I'm thankful you gave us a call today, and I'm just running out of time here rapidly. I got about 15 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you for calling.
And say
call
hello
back
to
again.
Your lovely wife.
Thank you so much. She's sitting across from me right now. And appreciate your call. Thanks to all of our listeners. Join us again next week. God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night with Pastor Al, where your questions and comments are always welcome. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis, P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286, or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenold.us. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at latenight.maplenold.us. That's latenight.maplenoel.us. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Friday nights at 6 p.m. Tune in every week to Late Night with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 on WHKW AM, 1220 The Word, and Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN. Late Night Live is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.